Did you see the story in the city press yesterday? Zwelimkhize accused of being a fixer. This is somebody who arranged deals with the PIC. His name comes up in two separate cases when he was Treasurer General of the ANC. So before he was in cabinet, it's alleged he took meetings to facilitate deals and investment from the PIC. By his own admission, he says businesses used to approach him. Companies used to send their business plans, future plans, and various areas of interest. The question you have to ask is why? But for the fact that he had influence, was he flown overseas by companies seeking to do business with the state? We now have a situation where the PIC, it's clear, has not been making decisions based solely on the merits or viability of deals, but rather it's been about political influence. And today we have the largest investor, not only on the JSC, but on the continent, being rudderless. Tito Mboweni, it appears, has accepted the resignation of all 9 non-executive directors, including the chairperson, who is the deputy finance minister, Mondli Kungubela. They're all implicated in wrongdoing, which of course they deny. But even the interim CEO, Matepo More, has also been fingered in alleged wrongdoing. We know, of course, the previous one left because he's been fingered in wrongdoing. Deny, deny, deny. But this is exactly the kind of thing that these Western governments are writing to the president about. Fix this. This is not the way you run a country. You can talk about New Dawn all you want. You can talk about a new South Africa all you want. But until we've got very, very senior people in government being taken to jail, this sort of thing is going to go on and on and on. I want to play to you an audio clip from a former minister in Singapore who spoke about how they as a country dealt with this kind of thing. And just think about it, if we let this be our attitude.
That if you want to, in a sense, eliminate corruption in a society, and we all want to eliminate corruption in a society, the most effective way to do it is to make sure you don't punish people at the bottom, you punish people at the top. I'll tell you one story. In the 1960s, when Singapore was a very poor country then, our per capita income was 500, a government minister was invited by a businessman to go on holiday. Just a holiday, no bribe. He and his family went on holiday with the businessman. He came back, he was arrested, charged, went to jail. After that, no more corruption. Because it's a very powerful signal that is sent when you go after someone at the top. So Singapore's experience, and it's actually quite remarkable how you have almost zero corruption in Singapore, is because we decided that the example must come from the top.
As Professor Kishori Mabubani from Singapore, they're making the statement that they dealt with this thing very, very early on. What did Julius Malema say at Winnie Mandela's funeral last year? We need a signal, not mama, but we need a signal, Mr. President. We need to see people going to jail for these sorts of things. Now, I know the president isn't constitutionally mandated to interfere with prosecutions. I get that. But certainly, Mr. President, we need a signal. Start with your cabinet. Start with your caucus. We need a signal, Mr. President.